I think it's a good thing that Kofi Annan is coming in Kenya on Sunday to basically take stock of the progress made so far in the national accord that was signed sometime last year. And it shows the seriousness with which the chief mediator, Kofi Annan, and the international community are taking to make sure that the accord that was signed actually is implemented to the letter.
Dr. Ali, it seems that most Kenyans are skeptical whether the reforms would indeed happen, especially with the reaction of President Kibaki and his coalition government concerning the recent letter sent by the U.S. ambassador. What do you say to that?
The problem is that most of these leaders in government only respond to pressure, and without pressure, they don't seem to be doing anything or even interested in the reform itself. And therefore, while they're not taking it kindly, some of these interventions, for example, the letter sent to some government officials, well, the mood of the Kenyans is that, you know, there has to be pressure on government and government officials.
How far will Kenyans expect the former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to go in pushing for these reforms?
I think the reforms itself that was mediated by Kofi Annan kind of lost momentum when the power was shared between those coalition partners that are in government, the ODM and the PNU political parties and the individuals within those parties. Now, what is worrying is the Agenda 4, which includes the institutional and constitutional reforms that Kenyans are expecting. And it is in these institutional and constitutional reforms that, you know, a lot of reasons have been advanced that actually were the root causes of the post-election violence that we witnessed after the 2007 elections. And it is this Agenda 4 that I believe Kofi Annan is coming to push, not just to take stock of what has been implemented so far, but to, you know, ask these leaders to be more serious about the institutional and constitutional reforms that both parties promised.
He is supposed to be holding discussions with both President Mwai Kibaki and Prime Minister Raila Odinga, as well as key coalition government officials. What do you expect to come out of these discussions?
Yeah, I think Kofi Annan will also meet some of the civil society organizations, apart from the government officials. Most of these talks will be in private, I believe, and I think Kofi Annan is going to take a very strong message from the international community, from the systems that are in place, including the international, the ICC, that the government has to move faster to put in place mechanisms that are going to address what actually caused the post-election violence and to try those who are responsible for the post-election violence. And I think it's going to be very hard on both Raila Odinga and Mwai Kibaki.
Why do you think the government has not been resolute in pushing ahead with the reforms?
Because it's not in their interest. Those people who are actually adversely mentioned in the Waki report and all those reports and the kind of reforms that is now required in the country is targeting the very people who are in government. And therefore, they are not ready, first of all, to leave and or to be shamed publicly if these reforms actually take place. And some of them will have to step aside once some of these reforms are implemented. And they are not ready to move aside.
Kofi Annan's arrival coincides with the arrival of Luis Moreno Ocampo, the ICC chief prosecutor, to pursue some of these instigated the post-election violence. How will this affect the dynamics in the country?
I think it will just add on to the tempo with which those perpetrators of post-election violence are supposed to be pursued. Remember, the parliament has not passed a bill or constitutional amendment that will try or set up a tribunal that is going to try those who are suspected to have perpetrated the post-election violence. The government has been pussyfooting all this time, And therefore, both these two key international figures are going to tell the leadership of this country that indeed the international community is serious, that whoever and those groups that actually supported violence, organized the violence, perpetrated the heinous crimes against Kenyans must not go free, and that justice must be seen to be done at the end of the day.